Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, May 29th. Elon Musk has changed his opinion on BYD lately, with the CEO now calling the Chinese company highly competitive. Recently, Tesla and BYD have developed into unlikely partners. When they were mainly seen as competitors, the two companies started getting cozy last year as Tesla started to buy battery cells from BYD. Tesla is believed to be using BYD's new Blade battery, which is a lithium iron phosphate cell packaged in a long blade-like format. Following recent rumors that Tesla didn't renew its supply contract with BYD, Musk felt the need to clear things up and say that the relationship is positive. Now Musk went a little bit further. A Tesla fan brought up an old interview in which he laughed at the idea of a BYD car, to which he said that the company is now highly competitive. This year, BYD is expected to beat Tesla in all-electric volume in China, as BYD is now delivering about 100,000 all-electric vehicles per month. Tesla has released a new software update to its fleet, and while the release notes remain unchanged, there are a few exciting features that were stealthily updated. Green, a well-known Tesla hacker who often discovers new feature inside the code, has unearthed a few bits of bytes. Tesla has added the option to disable their in-house auto wiper rain sensor mode, which Tesla calls deep rain. Also, the ability for automatic emergency braking, or AEB, to brake for vehicles cutting into your lane has been added. Previously, the car would try to avoid things with steering, and AEB was reserved to prevent or reduce impact for something blocking the way. For full self-driving beta users, the update also now reduces account suspensions, which occur after misuse. Colorado is trailblazing a new law that ramps up an impressive EV state tax credit for both purchases and also for leases. Colorado residents who purchase or lease an EV with an MSRP of up to $80,000 qualify for an EV tax credit of $5,000. This credit will be in place until January 1st of 2025, when the credit begins to drop incrementally until 2029. EVs under $35,000 MSRP will be eligible for an additional tax credit of $2,500. To get either of these tax credits, one must live in and pay taxes in the state of Colorado, so a nearby state resident like myself can't just hop the border. Just for kicks, let's say that one wants to buy a new Tesla Model Y long range with dual motor all-wheel drive starting at $50,490 before sales tax. This model already qualifies for the federal tax credit of $7,500, and from July 1st, it also qualifies for Colorado state credit of $5,000. That drops the price down to $37,990. So I anticipate there will be a lot of Model Ys selling very soon. XPeng Motor CEO He Xiaopeng shared that the Chinese automaker is already busy on a sixth model called the X9. This will be XPeng's first attempt at a multi-purpose vehicle or minivan that it looks to utilize for targeting certain demographics overseas. The MPV market is much smaller than the crossover or even sedan market, but for minivans, there are only 4 to 5 viable models to choose from overseas, because we don't have any here quite yet, because we don't deserve them, I guess. With the X9, XPeng appears to be working to deliver an all-electric MPV that tries to spice up the van market with some style. I've heard that one before. We've recently seen other innovative EV companies follow a similar path, such as Geely's all-electric Zeekr brand that has been producing an MPV for China, and it's called the 009. So now XPeng is going to enter the competition on that tiny little segment. NVIDIA revealed a new partnership with Taiwanese semiconductor giant MediaTek to enhance the in-car driver experience. They will deliver an all-around smarter in-vehicle experience by fusing NVIDIA's AI and advanced driver assist system technology with MediaTek's Dimensity Auto platform. NVIDIA Drive is already powering several prominent automakers, including Volvo, Hyundai, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar Land Rover, NIO, XPeng, and most recently, China's BYD. In the first quarter of 2023, NVIDIA achieved a record $296 million in automotive revenue, which was up 114% year over year. In today's community comment found on YouTube, PC says, good move by Ford. Yes, PC, I agree. It was a good move on Ford's part to begin using the North American Charging Standard for vehicles 2025 and later. It's smaller, more effective, and accesses the largest, most reliable charging network in the country. I think that every car should follow suit, and eventually it'll take over the world and possibly Mars. One step for Tesla, one giant leap for efficiency. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.